Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here for the first time, Toussaint. I have a best friend who's from here, so I feel like I know all the main sites, certainly Speedway, and he assured me anywhere you go, you can't miss it. You can't be in Toussaint without being on Speedway. I'd like to thank the people that helped make this possible, besides you all. Allison, Denny, of course, and Sherry, who's helping to make things possible and gives us our elements and everything, and other students I've met here, and past students, Joel and Isla from the center. I'd like to thank them and all the other unnamed people who helped make these events possible. I'd like to begin by goosing the gooseneck. I'd like to begin by reading this poem, which you mentioned, the poem that I started when I was 17 years old and finished when I was 20. It's one of the earlier poems from this first book. I'd like to read it by way of introduction. I grew up in San Jose, California, in a barrio, a neighborhood that is now the Freeway 280. The barrio has now been renamed Barrio Horseshoe because the way the freeway goes, you have to go all the way around in this big horseshoe in order to cross the freeway. So it's called Barrio Horseshoe. You'll be hearing about that. But that's where I grew up, in downtown San Jose, California. You know, urban renewal, I'm sure that happens here in Toussaint. But they started building this freeway when I was 5 years old. And I knew then that they would finish it when I was 19. So the whole time I was growing up, in my own metaphorical mind, I associated my own development, my own growing, with the building of this freeway. And this is a poem that's divided up into six sections, and I'm just going to pause in between the sections rather than read the section numbers. There's a little bit of Spanish, Los Altos. Los Altos is the Heights. You know, it's a community by Palo Alto and Stanford, upper-class neighborhood. Sal Si Puedes is in East Side San Jose. It's a place where Cesar Chavez, the farm worker of the farm workers' movement, was born. And Sal Si Puedes translates roughly, get out if you can. And borrachando comes from borracho. And a borracho is a drunk, an alcoholic. And borrachando is sort of the process of drinking like a drunk. Anyway, this is the poem. Beneath the shadow of the freeway. Across the street, the freeway. Blind worm, wrapping the valley up from Los Altos to Sal Si Puedes. I watched it from my porch, unwinding. Every day at dusk, as Grandma watered geraniums, the shadow of the freeway lengthened. We were a woman family, Grandma, our innocent queen, Mama, the swift knight, fearless warrior. Mama wanted to be princess. Instead, I know that. Even now, she dreams of taffeta and foot-high tiaras. And myself, I could never decide, so I turned to books, those staunch, upright men. I became scribe, translator of foreign mail, interpreting letters from the government, notices of dissolved marriages and welfare stipulations. I paid the bills, did light man work, fixed faucets, insured everything against all leaks. Before rain, I noticed seagulls. They walk in flocks, cautious across lawns with splayed toes, indecisive beaks. Grandma says seagulls mean storm. In California, in the summer, mockingbirds sing all night. Grandma says they're singing for their nesting wives. They don't leave their families borrachando. She likes the ways of birds, respects how they show themselves for toast or whistle. She believes in myths and birds, and she trusts only what she builds with her own hands. She built her own house, cocky, disheveled carpentry, after living for 25 years with a man who tried to kill her. Grandma, from the hills of Santa Barbara, I would open my eyes to see her stir mush in the morning, her hair in loose braids tucked close around her head with a yellow scarf. And Mama said, it's her own fault getting screwed by a man for that long. Sure as shit wasn't hard. Soft, she was. Soft. In the night, I would hear it. Glass bottles shattering the streets. Words cracking into shrill screams. Inside my throat, a cold fear as it entered the house in hard, unsteady steps, stopping at my door. My name, bathrobe, slippers. Outside, a 3 a.m. mist, heavy as a breath full of whiskey. Stop it! Go home! Come inside, Mama! If he comes here again, I'll call the police. Inside, a gray kitten, a touchstone purring beneath the quilts Grandma stitched from his suits. The patchwork singing of mockingbirds. You're too soft. Always were. You get nothing but shit. Baby don't count on nobody. A mother's wisdom. Soft. I haven't changed. Maybe grown more silent, cynical on the outside. Oh, Mama, with what's inside of me, I could wash that all away. I could. But Mama, if you're good to them, they'll be good to you back. Back. The freeway is across the street. It's summer now, and every night I sleep with a gentle man to the hymn of mockingbirds. And in time, I plant geraniums. I tie up my hair into loose braids, and I trust only what I have built with my own hands.